Thanks for tuning in to Casey Talk Podcast. Today we have a guest. She is a rising female artist out of Greenville, North Carolina. I would like to introduce to you Nikki G. Hi, Nikki G, and thanks for joining me today on Casey Talk Podcast. I've already given a small, brief introduction, but if you could just tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm Nicole. I'm from Greenville, North Carolina, born and raised here. Just music came to me later in age, and I just love it. It just, like, basically just saved my life. It was just something going on at a time in my life, and I just rocked back with it, and, like, I love music, and it's, like, so much more to come.
Okay, when did you start rapping, and why did you start rapping?
This December will be 3 years, so just, you know, basically 2 years. And I have never been in the studio, never been around anybody rapping, just going through so much and, like, losing my mind. And, like, went through some things with my nephew, and it was like a force. Like, it was just keeping me up at night. I would have to put in my phone. I didn't know what it was going to be. I didn't know if it was going to be a book. I didn't know if it was going to be a poem. But, like, it was just a driven force where I just had to. And then riding down the road one day, and I just heard this commercial, "Life is what you make it." And right there, I was like, I just made music, like, with it.
Nice.
I know for a lot of artists, a lot of them start at a younger age. There are some that start at a later age, later in life. Did you ever feel at any point that your age would be a factor or would limit your success or anything?
No, I don't think it's nothing at all. I think, like, I'm the one for it. Like, when I made the song Black Runway, I recently made, like, I'm in my section, you know what I'm saying? So I got my section. You know, people like different types of music. The ones that know me, like, even ones that don't know me, love my music. And I never really know what I'm gonna write about. A couple times when I was going through some sad times in life, you know, losing family members, just going through things, like, I knew it was gonna be, like, you know what I'm saying, like a song. But other than that, I just get the beat and go. And as far as my age, like, I just, like, up the score on them because I'm older, you know what I'm saying? I know better, so I'm gonna move different. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's a plus for me, and I'm just learning. I came this far in 2 years, so I'm just ready to see what this year brings, this summer brings.
Now, I know that there are a lot of artists, so does anyone who comes to mind when you think of somebody that who has inspired you, or if anybody has inspired you at all?
Well, just seeing them just continuously, you know, on their hustle, continuously making music, but I don't have a favorite rapper. I don't have a favorite celebrity because, like, I just got drugged into. I was a music person. You know, I love music. You know, something on the radio that I like, I don't even know who made it, but I was like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? Well, I know how to YouTube lyrics to it and find a song, but as far as being, like, a music person where, like, I'm following people and, like, sending celebrities messages and, like, I'm my own celebrity, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just intrigued with me and, like, what I'm doing and, like, just the whatever going on the inside, like, just putting it out there, like, it's like I'm liking it.
You know, I think that's good because I think a lot of times when people have other artists that they are that inspire them or that they really, really look up to, their music sometimes seem to reflect on that rappers or singers music, and it kind of is like similar sometimes, so that's kind of good because you'll be, you know, in your own lane, you'll be, you know, your sound will be unique. So far, how many songs have you came out with?
Like 16, and I wrote all of them. Big Bougie produced most of them. Somebody might have produced one though, I can't remember which one, but Kurt, he do my videos. Every song I do, I definitely do a video too, because the visuals, you know, they're a lot, and I'm getting better with them. You know what I'm saying? I know people were talking, oh, she need to sit down. No, I'm standing all the way up, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I just like it, and I'm just learning. Like, it's just something that, like, if you had to just learn how to walk tomorrow, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had to learn how to just speak this language tomorrow, it's like so new, and you just figuring it out, like, day by day, you know what I'm saying? Like, feeling by feeling, like, and it's just, you just moving with it,
right?
If you had to choose out of all the songs to date, which one would be your favorite song and why?
My Lifestyle. I made that one on, I think, October or November. This is My Lifestyle because, like, I was turned down for 5 years. Like, you don't know what it is. Like, well, people go through things and it takes time. And, you know, time does heal. But, like, I was turned down. Like, any minute my day could be just, I could just, it was just tough. It was, like, constantly off and on for 5 years. That's a long time. And we don't know it's even worse. Like new, you know what I'm saying? Like you can handle it, you know what I'm saying? But when you don't know, it's like a lot of worry and a lot of just like it's just a lot of energy and a lot is heavy. But my lifestyle, that's part of me turning up. Cause like I turned down for 5 years, I knew I could turn up for 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like so, like my lifestyle, and it's like it's with anything. Like people have different lifestyles, and everybody judging them. But you got to be cool with your lifestyle, and that's the way you know it's gonna be. And like be comfortable with it, and you, and like, cause everybody they definitely gonna be themselves in your face. You know what I'm saying? Like some things about them that you may not like, they ain't gonna change it. You know what I'm saying? But so my lifestyle just basically turning up and just leveling up and just popping bottles and keeping it moving.
Who would you say are your biggest supporters or like your motivators?
It's more like everybody that around me, like, cause at first I guess they thought I was crazy. I did too, you know. So I'm like, what the what? You know what I'm saying? Like a million other things that, like, why wasn't it just? How didn't it go? You know what I'm saying? Like, just, but I don't question. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just went this way, and I'm rolling with it. If it were anything else, I'd be rolling this hard with it too. But everybody, my kids, all their friends think I'm famous already. Like, oh my, they think I'm famous. I'm like, honey, like I'll take the famous part. I just need the money to come in.
Right.
A lot of Facebook people, I get a lot of messages. Like it's a lot of love from different people. My family love me, you know what I'm saying? Like my mom, she definitely like, she just like, you too pretty to curse you. You know what I'm saying? You know, she definitely like, is definitely, I would say she's the biggest supporter because she at first she said, just let me understand it, where this coming from, because she know her daughter ain't been rapping, ain't, you know, I ain't even singing the choir, want no background from it. It's something like, you know what I'm saying, like being broke today, hitting the lot tomorrow. You remember I told you, like, so it's a big difference all of a sudden when you just wake up different from anything health wise, kids wise, like there's a lot of stuff going on in this world, you know what I'm saying? So like it's a big difference when it's like traumatic, like life changing.
Are you married?
Yeah, I've been married this year 18 years. Everybody like, where your husband is? He like low key out the.
How has being a rapper and being married affected your relationship with your husband, if it has affected your relationship at all? How has it been different since you've been a rapper?
Well, it's the same because we always been cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a big difference now because especially when I made that music, like, and had some sexuality in it, he was like, what the, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's on the radio. Hey, it ain't like the kids don't hear. Hey, you hear everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But he that listen to the music. You know what I'm saying? If you hear him some R. Kelly or some laid back stuff, he just like a country boy, just work, pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's real humble. Opposites attract. You know what I'm saying? That's why we locked in. But he just out the way. And like, he don't like a crowd of people. He never been like a party person. So with this right here, you know what I'm saying? There's always something going on. Know I'm gonna be fly when I pop out. Know they're gonna be looking. He just like, hey, she be home.
Right. Exactly. He worried about
Right.
All right.
And he just answer the phone when I call him. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna answer all the time. He's gonna just be up waiting for me to get home. But he just a family type person. And like me too, my kids are older. So before they were little, you know what I'm saying? You gotta just, you know what I'm saying? My kids just they got somewhere to go all the time.
Right.
My 12-year-old, she doing hair like almost every day. You know what I'm saying? My 17-year-old, she working like almost every day. My 13-year-old, she cute trying to find herself. She gonna be our model too. And of course, everybody know my oldest tip. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what she gonna do, when she gonna do it. But it's this perfect timing in my life. I was wondering like, why did it happen when I was 18, 19, 20? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I know I'd be in the millions now. You know what I'm saying? Like millionaire, like franchise type stuff, like all types of businesses, but you can't question a guy, and I might would have handled the whole situation. I might not would have, you know what I'm saying, lived to even tell my story.
Right.
At, you know what I'm saying, a different time. You know what I'm saying? When you're older, you know better. You just think about your kids and your family more kind of than yourself.
So what are your future plans? Like, what can we expect to see from Nikki G in the future?
On my brand, like, it's amazing because I'm in there, I made this song, The Black Runway. So I knew, like, it was just like, no disrespect to the red carpet, I was like, keep it, because you know, there's some pretty, you know what I'm saying, just cute fake pictures, like in a building, like some kind of stationary type stuff. So I'm like, keep the red carpet, bring me the black runway, because like, this open, that's airport, you know what I'm saying, that's like highway, you know what I'm saying, back roads, country roads, like just on some go type stuff. And so I've been wanting, like, shout out to Bobby Dallas, CBT. He's the first person that, like, I knew physically and seen. He's a promoter. I performed at a couple of his spots, and he always had on CBT, CBT. Every time you see a CBT, I'm talking about CBT down to the socks. So I'm like, I don't know what I would put on, but it got to be something that, you know, everybody could wear, you know what I'm saying? So then Quasimodo, somebody in my own city, I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, and his energy and just meeting with him, he's done all my interviews, just seeing where he started from and where he is now, like, I'm definitely, like, so inspired by him, like, just inspired by him. Like, I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, gonna link with him so we can just make some business opportunity, because I'm gonna go get him. Like, whatever I put my mind to, like, I'm waiting on this paperwork, should be here the end of this week. So Black Runway, like, I am Black Runway, so it's gonna be on everything, like, you know what I'm saying, like, everything. Like, that's my family. That's some real, I'm proud of me for that, and like, that's mine. I'm gonna wear that every day, Black Runway, because it's powerful. It's like on go. And it's not only for the Black. I'm definitely doing it for my culture, but Black everybody at the airport, everybody on the highway, everybody on the bypass, everybody riding. You know what I'm saying? So Black Runway is like definitely some motivational type, on some go type vibes. Like, when you put this on, I want you like, oh, you in there like on this.
So your brand is going to be launching soon?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm waiting on my license, my trademark license, that should be at the end of the week. And then it's already backdated, but I still have to physically have it. And then I have this company that I'll be working with just to, from the world go. I'm getting what they want. And, like, it's going to be, like, boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got to promote it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just get it out there and let everybody know, like, what it is and what I got. And, like, this is beginning stages. So you definitely grow with anything that you are doing. This is my first time doing anything like this. So I'm definitely excited about it, and I got vision, and I got energy, so, and I love money.
For those people who are already fans or soon to be fans after they hear this podcast, how would they contact you? Like, what is your social media, your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube? How can they contact you?
Facebook, Nicole Grimes. Instagram, I need to get, like, I'm on it, but I need to definitely, like, Instagram, like, it seems like it's popping too, but mostly on Facebook. I got Twitter. Like, I don't really get up there. I'm definitely just need to get, like, more in tune, get on live more. But I'm on Facebook, Nicole Grimes. You can find me up there. YouTube, all my videos up under my video photographer, KBL KB4L Entertainment. So all my videos up there. I'll be getting my own YouTube soon. But if you put in Nicole Grimes, she's going to pop up. And I want you to just help me just, hey, we're going to work. Like,
oh, yeah, we're going to do it for real.
I got a lot, and I want the world to know, and I want to, like, it's time to talk. You know, a lot of time, if you got to look back, and you got to have, you, when you reflect on it, you got something to say, because, like, you could help somebody that's going through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't over. You know what I'm saying? Till it's over. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a lot. And, like, my city, like, been crowded a river. Like, been so much back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So, hopefully, this will just be able to bring some, you know, inspiration, motivation to my city, and I'll be able to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to rise up. Hey, like, I just ran across something on the internet, ran across this book on the internet, and it basically, the person said, save his life, and it saved mine, too. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, like, if it helped one person, that was that one person. You know what I'm saying? You helped one person, you done helped 10 or 20 that might have been affected, you know what I'm saying, by them just losing it.
And once again, thank you, Nikki G, for coming on KC Talk Podcast and sharing your story with us. I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to seeing what's to come. I know it's going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot more coming from you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing this podcast.
Threat for real, shorty got sex appeal, I'm in my bag for real, I know that they mad for real, sitting at a throne, who gon' take my seat, I built my own table so my family can eat, I'm the queen of my castle, it's gon' be my way, keep the red carpet, bring me the Black Runway, moving like COVID anywhere, anybody, no vaccine, that shots for everybody, been quarantined, don't fuck with nobody, little heavy, little crazy, big tip, if you try me, big step, gon' slide you, I play my position, my defense gets offensive, no LeBron James, got game like a man, running like Kobe, put that mantle in my hand, Miss Mike V on my bully shit, posted up with my paper shit, I'm in my section, don't need no votes, I was born elected. Graduated from the bullshit, to a degree in me. My haters popping shit, cause they could do it for free. They ain't say shit to me, they can't get to me. It's the ones that love me for me. Sitting at a throne, who gon' take my seat? I built my own table so my family can eat. I'm the queen of my castle, it's gon' be my way. Keep the red carpet, bring me the black runway. Sitting at a throne, who gon' take my seat? I built my own table so my family can eat. I'm the queen of my castle, it's gon' be my way. Keep the red carpet, bring me the black runway. Runway. Keep the red carpet, bring me the black runway. Runway.
Let's get it. Get it. Get it. 2, 5, 2. Get it.